A listener named Lacey is on the phone today for a second date update, and she said that her and the dude she wants to call went to a comedy show for their first date,
which
is a good idea. But if anybody's been to a comedy show, you know the comics always look for couples who are dating to make fun of.
It's too easy.
Yeah, normally it's just, you know, it's an easy way to tell some jokes based off the crowd. Other comics try to do it so that they can really embarrass the dude, so hopefully he leaves, and then they can try to sleep with the girl.
What?
I don't know what sort of situation happened with Lacey, but Lacey is on the phone right now to talk about it. What's up, Lacey? How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you guys?
Okay, wait. To clarify, we're calling the guy that you went on a date with, not the comedian, right? Because according to Jubal, it could have been the comedian.
Yeah, no, it's the guy I went on the date with.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
What's his name?
David.
David, all right. And how did you meet David?
We met through mutual friends.
Oh, that's a good way to meet. Did somebody set you up?
Yeah, my girlfriend, Susan.
That's good.
She said he was cute. She said he had a good sense of humor. And those are, I love to laugh. Like, that's my favorite thing. Going to a comedy club and just laughing my ass off is my favorite thing.
Did he have a good sense of humor, or did he just sit there stone-faced the whole time through the whole yeah. show?
He was having a good time. We were both just laughing. Although, like you said, the comic did single him out.
Oh, all right. No.
And was it uncomfortable, or?
He was a good sport about it.
That's good.
He found out that we were on a date. It was our first date. And he's like, dude, she's way too hot for you. And, you know, but he was a really good sport about it.
So everybody's laughing and having a great time during the comedy club. How did that end?
So we're at the comedy club. We mainly were just, you know, enjoying the show and laughing. We didn't really get a chance to get to know each other that much. So we decided to go to this bar that I know. And, you know, we had a bite to eat. And that's where we got to really talk. And
yeah, because you can't really talk while there's a live show going on.
Yeah.
Or you
can. You could get kicked out.
You're just really rude. Yeah.
And it was just more fun, you know. Like, I kind of felt like, you know, my family dynamic is very, like, full of humor. You know, like, we're always laughing about stuff, telling stories.
You guys sound crazy.
What's that?
I just said you guys sound crazy and fun.
You're hilarious. You should be a comedian yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll think about it. I will think about that.
I don't think he's that
Lacey
funny.
Must listen right. a lot.
So your family is very fun, and he was also fun, so it felt like you were hanging out with your dad?
No, that's not what she's saying
I think
at
that's
all.
That's what I heard,
no.
too.
Oh, my gosh. No, it was just that kind of, you know, it felt really comfortable and easy, and, like, we had the similar humor, the similar kind of vibe going on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would rib him about the comedian going off on him, and then he would rib me, and we were just sort of bringing up jokes that we'd heard that night and sort of going off on those.
Good.
It was just really fun, and plus, I felt like there was some chemistry, too. I mean, at least on my part, and I mean, if I felt it like that, he must have felt it.
Well, he must have not, because you're on the phone with us for a second date update. Like, why do you think he's not calling you back?
Well, that's what I'm calling you guys. You know, I need some help with this because I don't know if the ribbing went too far, possibly, or, I mean, you know, he could be just playing the field. I mean, maybe he's dating a lot of other people. I don't know.
How did everything end with you guys? Did you get a kiss, maybe slip on a banana peel, sit on a whoopee cushion?
Classic.
We didn't have a kiss, but we had a really nice hug.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I feel like we left off like we were going to be in touch really soon.
And so you've called him and nothing, or what's the story there?
I've texted him, and he'll wait a long time, and then he'll kind of text me back. But, like, you can feel that it's non-committal kind of. Yeah.
Have you actually asked him to go out again?
I said that, like, I had such a great time, and we should hang out again. Yeah.
And what do you say back?
He was like, yeah, you know, I have a lot of work stuff coming up. And
sounds like a joke. Yeah. He is a funny guy.
Yeah.
It's not funny to me because I want to hang out with him again.
All right. And you can't think of any reason why he wouldn't want to hang out?
No, I really just want to know. Because, like, I keep thinking about it, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to know yes or no, like, once and for all.
And have you talked to your mutual friend that set you guys up? Did she have any intel for you?
I did. I asked her about it, and she doesn't know. She says she hasn't really talked to him. You know, she's been busy with stuff, too. And I don't know. I just, help me.
All right. Well, play a song, and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hang on.